Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you The Magic Dresses Part 1, written by Alana. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. I lost my father when I was very young, and I lost my mother just recently. I'm only 28, and she was only 53 when she died. It's not fair. I loved her so much. She worked so hard to raise me on her own, and she never got a chance to retire and relax and enjoy life. My father was an insurance salesman, and his life insurance paid off the mortgage on our little house. But other than that, we had to get by on my mother's salary as a secretary. There weren't many business opportunities for women back in the 70s. Secretary was the best she could hope for. It broke my mother's heart when she found out her only son was a crossdresser. She came home early one day and caught me in the attic trying on her dresses, and it was the first time I'd ever had the nerve to do it, too. She called me gay and yelled and screamed and made me promise never to wear her dresses ever again. I promised, and I kept my promise because I loved her and I would never want to hurt her. But I knew that when I got out on my own, I'd be dressing up again. I know I'm not making her sound like the world's best mother, but believe me, for the most part, she was the most kind and loving and patient woman in the world. She had a good heart, and she was generous with her time. She helped a lot of people. And now she was gone, and I was taking a final walk through the house, deciding what to keep before the whole estate was liquidated. I unlocked the door and went up to the attic, where she kept a lot of her old dresses from the 70s and even a few from the 60s. I had brought some of my own lingerie and some of my high heels and a wig. Whether it was sacrilegious or disrespectful or worse, I was going to try on all my mother's lovely dresses before I gave them to Goodwill. Some of them I'd never even had a chance to see, let alone try on. The place was immaculate, no dust anywhere, that was my mom. There were a few mannequins and dress forms about the room that she used for alterations, and in one corner were all her beautiful, colorful 70s dresses in plastic garment bags, hanging from a dress rack on rollers. If this were a dress shop, they'd be called vintage dresses, but here they were just old, I guess. These dresses were all mine now. I could keep them if I wanted to, but I was determined to do the right thing and give them to Goodwill. But until then, they were mine. My mother was known for wearing lovely feminine dresses. It would have required a gun to her head to make her wear pants, or even to make her wear a simple plain brown dress. She gardened in slacks, but other than that, I don't seem to remember her ever wearing pants. When she lost her figure, she couldn't wear any of these dresses anymore, but she always saved them and always preserved them well. Before I came along, she was a size 6 dress size, and at the age of 28, I'm proud to say that I'm also a size 6. I took the first dress out of its garment bag. This was one I'd tried on before Mom had taken to locking the attic. I always wanted to ask her about this dress, but of course that wouldn't be a good idea. It didn't look like a dress for a grown-up woman, more like a teenage girl's dress. Too short for an adult woman to wear, even in the 70s. I laid it down on the couch, then quickly took off my clothes. I sat on the couch and took out my panties and pantyhose and put them on. Then my girdle, then a long-line bra. I stuffed falsies into the bra. I didn't put on my satin slip yet because this dress was way too short for it. But I put on my black patent leather high heels that would look stunning with this dress. I never wear makeup because I'm never able to shave all that well, and I look disgusting in makeup. Besides, I never go anywhere or let anyone see me in drag. I put on my brown wig, which happened to look a lot like the way my mother wore her hair. Then I slipped into the dress. I remembered the zipper as being rather difficult, but I finally got it zipped and tied the back tie. I wished there was a full-length mirror in the attic. I looked down at myself in my short, sexy dress. Man, what a head trip. That was really a bummer, you know? I looked up in a panic, afraid some young girl had gotten into the attic. There were 3 teenage girls surrounding me, talking their moronic teenage talk. But I wasn't in the attic anymore. I know, and it used to be, like, so groovy, too. I looked around. I was scared to death. I was in a high school. It wasn't my high school. From the clothes and the hair and the makeup, I would guess it was the 60s, unless this was some school dress-up event. I took a look at the girl directly across from me. Yep, the 60s. When's the last time I saw a teenage girl wearing a dress that short and that colorful and with its own built-in choker? I saw a little news item about the presidential election someone had stapled up somewhere. Humphrey versus Nixon. So it was 1968? Megan, what's the matter? Why are you spazzing? Megan, my mother's name. The bell rang for class and one of the girls said we had to get going. I'll be right in, just a minute, I said in a voice that sounded a little bit like my mother's. I ran off to find a girl's bathroom. I had to get a look at myself. I went in the bathroom and took a look in the mirror. I touched my face, my makeup, I touched my breasts. I felt down below, but there was none. I was a real teenage girl. This was scary. I wasn't sure I wanted this, even if it meant I got to wear cute dresses all day, and no one could say a word about it. I didn't want to start all over again from high school. I looked down at my dress. I still wanted to see myself in a full-length mirror instead of this small bathroom mirror that only showed face and shoulders. I was wearing black patent leather shoes with a low heel. I had on a bra, but I could tell it wasn't a long-line bra. I lifted my skirt and looked. Pantyhose and panties, but no girdle. I didn't even know they had pantyhose in the 60s. Then again, how could you wear a miniskirt without pantyhose? I went into a stall. Instinctively, I started to unzip my dress. Well, if putting it on got me here. And suddenly I was back in the attic, my dress a puddle of fabric on the floor. I laughed. Maybe I was going crazy, but insanity can be pretty entertaining. After all, even to the crazy person. I was back and I was a 28-year-old man in lingerie, pantyhose, high heels, and a wig. Well, if this is madness, why stop now? I was determined to try on all those dresses, madness or otherwise. I pulled my pretty satin slip over my head. Then I replaced my mini dress in the garment bag and hung it up and went looking for a more grown-up dress. I found one I liked, but it was just a little too 60s. I'd had enough of the 60s, I wanted to move on to the 70s. Oh, this one was nice. I loved the color, the tiny stripes, and the ruffles down the front. It was so sheer, you'd be able to see my slip. It seemed like it should have had a belt, but I didn't see one, though there were belt loops. I switched to white high heels. Then I pulled my dress on over my head and buttoned it up. I made sure to look straight ahead as I fastened the top button. I can't describe how jarring it is to be in a certain location one second, and a completely different location the second after that, with nothing in between. No soft focus like in the movies. No twinkling lights like on Star Trek, just click and you're there. And in a somewhat different position, too. I was standing, but my hands were not at my throat, buttoning my dress. They were at my sides, one grasping my purse and one holding a notepad. This is your desk. Electric typewriter, adding machine, stationery in the top drawer. You should have everything you need. Don't clutter the desk with a lot of photographs. They don't like that. One or two are plenty. Any questions? A lady in an ugly brown dress was telling me this. I was in an office setting. Probably my first day on the job. My mom had only had 3 different jobs in her life. She usually stayed with a job as long as they would have her. I looked around. I didn't recognize this office. Any questions? The lady asked impatiently. Where's the ladies' room? We passed it on the way in. Didn't you see it? Just down the hall and to the right. Don't take too long. There's a lot of work waiting for you. I tossed my notepad and purse onto my desk. I headed for the ladies' room, trying not to look like I was hurrying too much. Walking in high heels was no problem for me. I've had plenty of practice, but never before in public. I work a counter in a department store. I have no secretarial skills whatsoever, and I had no desire to stay in this office any longer than necessary, no matter how much I loved wearing my pretty dress. Just walking down the hallway was a sensual experience. Feeling my pantyhose and my slip and my lingerie against my body as I walked, feeling my sheer, tight dress move against me, feeling my sleeves billow about my arms, the silky feel of my skirt against my fingers. I felt almost like I was naked, like I was dressed but not dressed, both at once. The men paid attention as I walked by. I looked down at my dress. It was cinched tight with a narrow, aqua-colored belt. I looked at my hands, my slender, tapered fingers, my long nails painted red. I took a quick look at a calendar, in passing. It was 1972. A thought occurred to me. Was this just a hallucination, or was I really somehow dropped into my mother's life? If I did something wrong, could I get my mother in trouble? Could it somehow have implications for the future? My present? I wasn't even born yet. I went into the ladies' room and took a look at myself. Wow. I knew my mom was beautiful, but wow. Just wow. She'd been a pretty cute teenage girl, but now she was a stunningly gorgeous young woman in her early 20s, in perfect makeup and a gorgeous hairdo. I was that woman. I was her. No wonder I wore such beautiful feminine dresses. I had every reason to. Again, I was stuck with this truncated mirror, but I turned every which way admiring my dress. A woman in a sweater and skirt came out of the stall behind me and caught me checking myself out. She smiled. "Cute dress," she said. "Thanks," I said, looking down at it. "I've never worn it before. I just love wearing it. It's really easy to slip into in the morning. It's so silky, and I love the pretty color." Did women really talk that way about their dresses? Well, the woman I was talking to didn't seem to think it odd. "You're new here, aren't you? First day?" "Yes, I'm Megan," I said. "Patty. I wouldn't be wearing a sexy dress like that around here. The bosses will have their hands up your skirt before long." I looked down at my dress. I tugged it down a little to make it more presentable. "I thought this was conservative," I said. "Honey, you can see your slip right through that thing. It's too tight." "Just the top. My skirt isn't tight," I said, twisting back and forth to show her. It wasn't a full skirt, but it wasn't skin tight either. "Believe me, honey, the top is what they're going to be looking at." "But it's not low cut, is it? And my skirt's not too short?" I looked down at myself and held my skirt lightly in both hands, presenting my dress for her inspection. I stood closer to her so that our legs were almost touching and said, "See, your skirt is even shorter than mine." "But honey, your dress is so sheer, and that slip, is it new?" I guessed and said, "Sure is. New slip, new dress, brand new pantyhose even. I wanted to make a good impression on my first day." I slid up my skirt just a little and stuck out one leg for her to examine, as though anyone could possibly verify that I was wearing brand new pantyhose. Well, I didn't see any snags anyway. "That's a lovely slip, honey, but you know you're going to drive the men wild with all that sexy lace." "Oh, you can't really see all that much, can you?" I said coyly, turning just a bit to the side so she could examine me and my dress a little more closely. I was almost flirting with her, but still she didn't react as though there was a thing wrong with it. Way back when I was a man, I can remember buying dresses mail order and trying them on, and eventually taking them off and hanging them in my closet, wishing that just once I could wear one of them to work, imagining what it would be like to have everyone admiring my pretty dress. And this was a sweet little taste of what I thought it might be like. Spending the first 5 minutes of the day talking about my new dress, every little detail of it, how it felt to wear it, if my skirt was too short, if I was wearing the right slip, the right belt, the right high heels, every little thing. And all the while I would be posing in it, turning this way and that, as we discussed my pretty dress endlessly. She shrugged her shoulders and said, "Suit yourself. I guess you'd be sexy in a burlap bag. Who will you be working for?" I was a little disappointed that we were done talking about my dress. I haven't found that out yet." "Well, best of luck to you, honey," she said, and left. I went into the stall. I had a moment of uncertainty as I unbuckled my belt and started to unbutton the front of my dress. Would this always work? What if I got stuck here? But it worked just fine. I was back in the attic as soon as I got my dress off. I hung it up and went looking for another dress. Oh, this one was cute. Not the most colorful dress in the world, but I loved that smocking in the front. Adult women and teenage girls used to wear dresses that were smocked in the front all the time. A smocked dress really shows off a woman's figure. Now the only dresses that are smocked are for little girls. Why did they abandon smocked dresses for women? And why don't you ever see a woman's dress with a back tie anymore? This dress had a back tie. It makes a dress fit more snugly. All these great fashion ideas have just been abandoned. Why? I stepped into my dress, zipped it halfway up, got the back tie tied in a nice bow, tied the bow at my throat, then reached behind me and zipped up my dress, being careful to keep the hair of my wig out of the way of the zipper. I could have taken my wig off, but that would be cheating. This time I wasn't even standing. I was sitting on a chair with my legs crossed, my notepad atop my skirt. One hand was holding the pad, the other a pen. I paused, not sure what I was supposed to be writing. I looked at the pad and it was all shorthand. I couldn't decipher it. an extremely overweight man with a cheesy mustache, who I assumed was my boss, was spouting some corporate drivel I was meant to be recording. I had no idea what to do, so I waited until he stopped talking. He didn't even notice I'd stopped writing. "Read me back what we have so far," he said. I stood up. "I'm really sorry, sir, but I need to go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back." I left the office, paying no attention to his miffed expression, and dropped my pen and paper on my desk, heading for the ladies' room. This routine was getting a little repetitive, but what was I supposed to do? Take off my dress in the hallway? Or tell my boss, "Excuse me, sir, I just have to take off my dress because I'm really a man from about 30 years in the future, and as soon as I take off my dress, I will time travel, though you won't actually notice anything happening. So goodbye. And if you ever see a stock for sale called Microsoft, just invest everything you've got. Could you unzip me, please?" I tried to hurry, but I was feeling a little bloated and irritable. I noticed the effect I had on the men in the office as I hurried down the hall, many of them stopping what they were doing to take a look at me. They all smiled at me. To a beautiful woman, it seems like the whole world is on Prozac. Everyone smiles at her constantly. I smiled back, just to be polite. My smocked dress had a fuller skirt, but it wasn't as silky as my light blue dress, and my skirt didn't feel as nice rubbing against my fingers. But I did enjoy the way the smocking about the bodice gripped me snugly. Walking past a couple of good-looking, middle-aged men, I noticed that they were checking out my breasts. Now, as a man, I've taken a quick peek at a woman's cleavage now and again, but that's all it was, a quick peek. These men were just staring, and it pissed me off. I know that the smocking of my dress accentuated the curvature of my breasts, and it's one thing for a man to take a quick peek, but these men were just staring. I even looked directly at them, and still they didn't stop. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.